Though he's looked just about everywhere, Dennis Cote can't seem to find his hammer.
I've spent hours just looking for my hammer in this building.
This building, the brand new site of Polly's Pancake Parlor, is set to open in just a few days. But the excavators are still excavating, and the inspectors still inspecting.
This is a very anxious point in my life right now, because I'm hearing excavators in my sleep.
Kathy Cote says tearing the old carriage shed down was the hardest business decision she and her husband ever had to make.
We were paralyzed by hearing our customers say, "Don't change a thing." That was a mantra we always heard. It's not everybody that takes their successful business and tears it down.
If you've ever gone to Polly's, you've likely had to wait. There are often more people standing outside the parlor than dining within. But it wasn't always that way. The big change came in 1983 when inclusion in a best-selling food and travel book led to national exposure on Good Morning America.
As soon as it aired, all of a sudden all these cars started driving up. It was kind of like that from there on.
It just kept growing exponentially. And then, you know, we just knew we had to do something because we couldn't keep up.
While the new dining room will now seat 100, regular customers who've stopped by to take a look tell Kathy and Dennis that the camp porch feel of the old Polly's remains.
And they walk in and the first thing they say is, "It's just like the old one, only bigger." And that's a wonderful feeling, because that's just what we were after.
Dennis watches as his wife hangs battered old pancake signs on the bare new walls.
Yeah, she won't admit it, but she is Polly's. You know, she's a direct descendant of all of them. It's very, very matriarchal. Kathy does everything. She does all the ordering. She does all the scheduling. She cooks. She's a waitress. She knows everything about every aspect of this business.
With that, Dennis continues his search for the hammer.
I don't know. I'm not going to make any pancakes till I find my hammer.
That's like a wise saying.
Yeah, yes. That's right.
Or, if he can't find it, maybe just a riddle of the griddle. As May 16th, hammer or no, Polly's Pancake Parlor will reopen for business. For NHPR, I'm Sean Hurley.